Authorities today identified the man accused of killing six people in a Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin yesterday as a former Army soldier who may have served as an Army PsyOps or Psychological Operations Specialist. The alleged shooter, who was shot down by local police, had also been on a neo-Nazi watch list of a national civil rights group. WBAI's Jose Santiago monitored today's developments in the mass shooting and files this report.
The information on the suspect, his name is Wade Michael Page. He's 40 years of age. His date of birth is 11-01-71. We can say that he was in the military from 1992 to 1998. He had a general discharge, and that he was ineligible for reenlistment.
Oak Creek, Wisconsin Police Chief John Edwards describing the Army veteran and leader of a white supremacist heavy metal band who was shot down by police after he allegedly walked into a Sikh temple, shot six people to death, and wounded three others.
Yesterday at 10:25 a.m., we received our initial call from inside the Sikh temple that there was a problem going on and that somebody was firing inside of there. We had officers responding to that scene. They responded there and arrived within minutes of the initial call. Our first officer on scene, as he entered into the driveway area, he came upon a victim in the parking lot and exited his vehicle and went to assist that individual. He went to render aid. It was at that point that he was met by the suspect, who basically ambushed him around his vehicle. The officer was shot 8 to 9 times at this incident at very close range with a handgun. At that point, other officers were arriving on scene and heard those gunshots, were not aware that the other officer had been shot. They took up a position and did observe the suspect in the parking lot walking, and at that point began to give him commands as far as dropping his weapon and putting his hands up. Our officers are equipped with squad rifles. The officers had armed themselves with those rifles prior, once they exited their vehicle, under protocol when we react to an active shooter, and that's what they were treating this as. After giving commands to the individual, which he didn't respond to, he did fire. One of our vehicles took some rounds through the windshield. Another one also took some rounds. One of the officers returned fire with his squad rifle, putting the individual down.
The wounded officer was said to be recovering in a local hospital with his family at his side. At least two of the civilians wounded in the temple were said to have serious injuries and were in critical condition. The suspect, it turns out, was known to the Southern Poverty Law Center, a civil rights organization that, among other things, monitors the activities of skinhead and neo-Nazi and white supremacist groups. A spokesperson for the law center said Page had been on the white power music scene for more than a decade, playing in bands known as Definite Hate and End Apathy. He said the music often includes lyrics that discuss genocide against Jews and other minorities.
Sunday was a tragic day for our city, especially given the fact that it occurred in a place of worship, at a Sunday service, on a quiet, sunny morning in Wisconsin.
In Oak Creek, Wisconsin, Mayor Steve Scafidi today sought to allay the fears in the Sikh community and any other community that could be targeted by hate groups.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to the families of the victims, for our wounded officer, all our responders, fire, police, other agencies, and the community, which is still in shock. Oak Creek is a diverse, welcoming city. We host 23 places of worship, and the Sikh community is part of that, what makes our city strong.
The shooting has been declared an act of domestic terrorism, and the investigation is now in the hands of the FBI. A spokesperson for the FBI released a photo today of a man who was at the scene, and they said was a person of interest that they want to interview. A national Sikh organization announced it was starting up a collection to assist shooting victims and their families. Again, Oak Creek, Wisconsin Mayor Steve Scafidi.
We will recover from this, but I want to assure everyone that we are doing everything we can, cooperating with federal agencies, local and state agencies,
to get the answers we need to resolve the situation and to begin the healing process.
For WBAI News, I'm Jose Santiago.